ho! It's time for another winter edition of the Comic Book Haters. The holiday season is fast upon us, and here's our gift to you. A special review of the Golden Plates. The creepy religious comic by Madman's Mike Allred. Let's get started with the fun, everybody.
Okay, everybody, it's that time of day. It's time for you to enjoy another episode of the Comic Book Haters. It's myself. Who am I?
Slufus.
Oh yeah, I'm DJ Slufus. Schooly G's here.
Hello.
Umbrella Man is with us today.
How's it going?
Okay, and now I dare not even show these fellas the cover to this next comic that they're about to hate on. But now the time has come to reveal it. Today, I present to you... No. The Golden Plates, Volume 3.
What a piece of shit.
Is that the Book of Mormon?
It's the Book of Mormon in pictures and word.
Okay.
I got two questions. Why was this published, and two, why did you buy it?
Why do you have it? Yeah,
that's the bigger mystery.
Which one would you like me to answer first?
At your pace, in either order.
Was this given to you for free at your front door?
Okay, no, it wasn't given to me for free at my front door.
Why is a Chinaman on the back?
What?
The Chinaman.
What the fuck makes you think? Why, he's got a Fu Manchu mustache?
Well, he does have a Fu Manchu.
He's totally Asian. What are you talking about? What it makes him look? He's an Asian fella.
Yeah, he is.
What do the Mormons have to do with Asians?
Okay, as you can see, look at that page.
Holy shit!
there's a lot of text within the Golden Plates. The Golden Plates is Mike Allred. You might know him from Madman fame.
Oh. No.
Okay. Well, he's pretty popular. He started off as an underground cartoon, not underground, an indie cartoonist. He worked on Ecstatics, and then he revealed to the world that he was some kind of religious fruitcake.
Did you get to some like Sunday school?
No, I bought it at a funny book shop. The Golden Plates.
You purchased this for $8. Jesus Christ!
Suckers. Wait, he paid
$8. Look, $7.99. What the fuck?
Can you just spend your money on beer or something, man?
Give me $8. I will show you how to spend $8. I could get a beer, a Lucy, and a hand job down at the mall.
Everybody, I'm sorry. I'm ending this interview early. I'm ending this review early.
No.
All right? No, I think I must. Golden Plates.
I give it a 10. Did they convert you? Is that what happened?
Lord, you, man.
To his credit, I kind of like the art.
Well, it's better than Daredevil.
There's a lot of text in that.
It is a little wordy.
Hey, this guy's fucking two women.
I'm pretty sure that's...
Well, that never happened in the Bible. I don't even know.
No, it's not the Bible. It's the Book of Mormon.
Yeah, what's the difference?
With that.
Yeah.
Are you?
No.
Fucking two women, you mean?
No, who isn't?
They have multiple wives, that's what I'm saying.
I get the joke. So anyway, this, and I hate to tell you guys, this is issue 3, and I bought the first two.
You did not!
I did.
So you're already in a
$24 fucking
No, one of them I got in Philadelphia, I got cheap, I got it for like $5.
I bet you that made your day.
Oh, sweet, Golden Plate, $3 off!
Woohoo, let's celebrate!
Give a coupon? But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So you paid $24 to have some motherfucker proselytize to you about his fucking religion.
And you want to know the saddest thing?
Go to the church?
Yeah. I didn't read any of them yet.
Yeah, like you're going to.
He's not going to now.
Why did you buy them? Why?
Because I don't even like Mike Allred's art. I don't even like him. I hated Madman.
What the hell did you buy this for?
Because it's the first appearance of Jesus.
What?
I don't know.
In a comic?
Jesus' secret origins?
Yeah, exactly.
Is Jesus Mormon?
No!
Do they like Jesus?
I don't know.
I mean, who do they like?
Who are they for? They're actually a secret sect of Satanists.
So this is the first appearance of Jesus?
I don't know. Is Jesus Mormon? Okay, if you happen to know whether or not Jesus appears in any issue of the Golden Plates, please email the comic book.
Oh, isn't that Jesus on the front cover?
Who the hell knows? I don't fucking know.
I can't believe you spent $24 on this and you haven't even read it once.
I hate to tell you, but I heard in the next comic previews, they're coming out with the Golden Plates Ultimate.
Yeah. Oh, no. Ultimate Golden Plates? Yeah. Well, in this issue, it says it features the Lord of the Vineyard and discovering Zarahemla. So maybe... That was actually my nickname in college.
Discovering the Vineyard?
Lord of the Vineyard.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, they used to call me that.
Behind your back, they call you Shitty Pants.
Yeah, that's what they said. The girls just called me, you know, asshole. So, I don't know. You guys, let's just... What are you giving the Golden Plates?
I didn't even read it. I didn't either.
It looks a little wordy.
Yeah, very real much so.
For a comic book. I mean,
Jesus is in it.
Oh, he's saying gack.
A zombie once said gack.
Yeah.
And,
you know what? I'm going to give this a 1.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, here's what I'm going to say. Fuck Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm walking 10 feet in this direction.
What? Yeah, it's not my Jesus. It's the Mormon Jesus.
Yeah, I'm going to give this a 3, and I'm giving you a 1 for Biden.
I'm going to give it a 0.
I like some of the pictures.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the art. The story is totally unbelievable.
You didn't read it!
I don't care. It's something about Jesus. I don't believe any of that shit. All right. So, all told, this with 3 votes, it gets a 4. So, please, for the love of God, don't buy the Golden Plates.
Yeah.
Okay, here we are. It's that time of the day that you look forward to most, if you've got nothing else to look forward to.
The Comic Book Haters.
The Comic Book Haters. That's your episode for today. Today, December 2030-60-22-teen.
Right.
And I am Sloofus.
Schooly.
And also we're joined with...
Umbrella Man.
The Umbrella Man is here. Today we're going to take an inquisitive look at Palookaville number 18.
Very cool cover.
I like the cover.
Yeah, I do
cool
too.
Cool cover. Yeah, right, red and silver.
It's
simple,
minimalist. Yeah, minimalist, but, I mean, nice.
Not your average cover, artier.
No, and also cardstock.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Is this safe to say this is an indie comic?
It is. Yes, okay. This is by Drawn and Quarterly.
Okay.
We don't review too many indie comics on this podcast.
I think we should do a few more.
What other titles do you think we should cover?
I have no idea. Mm. I like the fact that independent publishers, I guess you could say, are putting things out.
Fascinating.
So I'm just saying.
Possibly Dork.
Okay, you're a big fan of Dork.
Yeah.
Have you
I
ever
just like
read
saying
an issue
Dork.
Of Dork?
No, but I know you're a big fan.
I'm not a big fan. I buy it.
But you are a dork.
You bought the Golden Plate, for Christ's sake. It's not like an endorsement.
Yeah. All
right.
Okay, now you guys have been following the latest Palookaville story.
Oh, Palookaville. Is this number 18?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Off and on.
Okay. Have you off and on? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to call your bluff here. What stories have
you
read?
Off.
Okay. Well, this is the part 3 continued, so it's more than the third issue. I don't know how he numbers it, but Clyde Fans. Now, this is the story of an elderly man looking back on his life as a fan salesman.
Oh.
Sound intriguing?
No.
Well, you know what? I mean, it sounds boring, but I'm imagining that there must be something to it if it's in a...
Does he have superpowers?
Ooh.
No superpowers.
I like the artwork.
Yeah, this is Seth.
Yeah.
Very, very retro.
Retro. Yeah.
Very, very art faggy.
You know?
No denying that.
Yeah, I like that, though. Looks nice.
Yeah, now Seth, the guy who does it, is a technophobe.
He's got wings!
Well, that's got to be some kind of superpower. He's like a bird with a human's head.
And a top hat.
A top hat. That's the superpower.
Yeah,
I think he was dreaming at that part.
Sweet.
Now, Seth, the guy who does it, is a technophobe. He's really into, like, you know...
Fans.
Into fans, but he's really into, like, the whole you know, the modern world sucks. Life was better in the
40s. Is this the man that drew this, you mean? The man that's doing...
Rodandrew. Okay. Yeah. He's also responsible for laying out and putting together the Peanuts collections that are out now.
Oh, yeah. I actually have those. Nice. Did you say that he wrote and drew this?
Yes, I did.
I respect that immensely. Me too. We were talking about that way back, I think, in one of our early episodes. Mm-hmm. I don't like that whole multi approach kind of, you know, I do the pencils and this other douchebag does.
It's kind of like an Orson Welles.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, that's cool. Not only does he write and draw it, he's also responsible for the tones. And he letters it.
Great.
That doesn't impress you as much.
Well, no. Okay. I mean, I would hope he would do those things.
Yeah, he does. Okay. And I never met Seth. Not that I'm name dropping here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to start to sound like a fancy pants here.
Yeah, fanboy with an O-I.
Well, I got to say, I don't know anything about the story, but I like the overall look.
Yeah.
That goes a long way.
The story is very melodramatic. It's basically
a
guy...
For a fang salesman?
Yeah. You know, I mean, you've heard of the sensational life of a fan salesman.
Yeah.
And this really does a lot to debunk a lot of the rumors.
Maybe I'm in the wrong industry.
What industry are you in?
Fan selling.
I'd rather not say this.
Yes. Okay, so basically it tells the tale of a guy who was overshadowed by his domineering brother... And his...
A la R. Crumb. The guy that sat in the bedroom all day and masturbated all the time or something.
So you do know something about funny books.
We saw
Look
that last year.
Oh, that's right.
Sure not, that you're not confusing Sloofus with that?
Yeah, it's hard to...
Was that my line?
Well, that's what the card says.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, this entire episode has been scripted.
It's also been sponsored by beer.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by beer.
Brought to you by beer.
Without beer wholesomeness.
Beer is wholesomeness. So this comic...
That guy looks like Mr. Sprocket from The Jetsons.
He does.
Jetson!
Jetson? Who does that... That guy looks kind of like Stan Lee.
He also looks like Clyde. Hitler with the shadow under his nose. He totally looks like Hitler.
Listen, he's everybody that has a little shadow mustache and mask kills Jews. You'd think they are like Hitler.
Yeah.
That is so stereotypical.
It is. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I'll have to edit that out.
So it's melodramatic and... I mean... And this is only, you said, the third issue?
Well, no, this is part three.
Part three.
But I don't think it's the third issue.
Okay.
You know issue what I mean? 18, you said.
Well, of the overall series.
So...
Palookaville.
Let me get this straight. Now I'm going to go out on a limb here. Now I think I understand. Palookaville is the city, and and this comic is about the inhabitants of said city.
No.
No?
That would actually make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But you're forgetting that Seth is kind of art faggy.
Oh.
And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have to make sense.
These are just the demons that inhabit his mind.
Yeah, Palooka.
He did the, you guys are familiar with the It's a Good Life If You Don't Weaken?
No.
Oh. No. Okay. Enlightenment.
Is it a comic book?
Yes. But of course. Why else would I be talking about?
Yeah, because what else do you do?
Nothing.
I read some word books.
Word books. Oh, God.
How's Golden Plates coming?
I still haven't read it. So anyway, Palookaville tells us it's more of a character study. Why does that make
like a James Joyce novel?
No.
He's the James Joyce of the comic book set.
I get the feeling you guys are laughing at me.
Yeah.
True haters. True haters. My hat's off to you guys. Well played.
Do we need to say more?
Yeah, well, let's sum this up. I mean, there's not much to say about a book about a dude that sells fucking fans. But
I tell you what, let me just say,
okay.
And anybody's list, I doubt anybody read this. Nobody reads this comic.
But really? I might turn them onto it.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Maybe not this review, but
I thought comic book nerds were all about one upping each other on like their indie cred.
Most
of them are like all superhero nerds.
It's not like the music world. Yeah, nobody cares about this shit. Comic nerds are already in the cultural ghetto. You know, they're just basically they're just striving for anybody to share their own passions. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, okay.
No, like nobody cares about Palookaville. I like it. I like the comic.
Well, what would you give it?
This is it's kind of tough. I would give this one I give it a 7. I mean, you guys are right. The artwork is very well crafted, and give it a sniff. It smells good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Is that dope?
I was rolling a spliff on it earlier. But
that's another point.
Yeah. Okay. So it definitely, he's got a great art style. I mean, he's doing something different, you know. It's a character study, like I said. I'll give it a 7. I like it. Not Seth's best work, but not his worst. Well, maybe his worst, but it's still pretty good. And
Scully, what do you think?
Well, I like the artwork. I think we said that. It is kind of boring. I mean, it's kind of slow going.
Very slow paced.
But it is kind of cool. Like I said, give it props for one dude doing most of the, well, actually all the work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
does it all.
That's mad props for that. I'm saying, let's give it a 6.
I'm going to give it a 6. I like the artwork, and it smelled like dope, and you seem to like it, so 6.
Not too bad. So who are we giving the FU to?
Warren Ellis.
Warren Ellis and Golden Plates.
You're going to say fuck Golden Plates, fuck Warren Ellis?
Yeah. Except for Planetary.
I'll tell you what, folks. I hate to say this. Fuck Cappy.
Wow!
Yeah.
Holy cow!
He owes me money.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, everybody. See you next time.
Well, thanks for listening. Although no apologies will be issued, we do sincerely hope that you enjoyed the show. And even if you didn't, we don't give a shit. Send those hate mails to thecomicbookhaters@yahoo.com or check thecomicbookhaters.blogspot.com. Happy holidays, suckers.